Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Sports, Fitness, Wellness. Shout out Bruce Marin, Celebrity Speakers Bureau. Bruce is celebrating, I think, his 46th year. He represented Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson with the first athletes. Bruce Marin, Celebrity Speakers Bureau. I'm excited to be part of it. I'm doing things virtually. If you go to his site, BruceMarinCelebritySpeakers.com. Had a great doubleheader today. Greg Justice is a fitness entrepreneur. He's a speaker. He is a publisher. He's a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. We've got a couple of them on the show today. He's the co-author of the exciting upcoming fitness legend Jack LaLanne's bio, Pride and Discipline. And then along with him is the co-author, the co-legend, Elaine LaLanne, the first lady of physical fitness. Then it's the sports doctor is in. Answer some emails. Greg Justice, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, it's always good to be on with you.
You know, Greg introduced me when I was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, and he is, as a matter of fact, the same year with his co-author, Elaine LaLanne. Greg, give us some background on you leading up to this exciting new project with the book.
Well, you know, my introduction to Jack LaLanne came when I was an eight-year-old child who was homesick in school from school with tonsillitis. And I can remember laying on the couch in my aunt's house in eastern Kentucky and watching this guy exercise, and it just absolutely mesmerized me the first time I saw Jack LaLanne on TV. And this was in 1968. Now, he had been on his show. He started in 1951, so he had been on TV for many years at that point, but that was the first time I was introduced to Jack LaLanne. He truly became my first mentor in the industry because when I opened my personal training facility in 1986, personal training as an industry did not exist. And so I learned, you know, what to do, how to do it, and why we were doing it from the godfather of fitness, Jack LaLanne. And Elaine and I have known each other for a few years, and about 3 years ago, I approached her, and the reason I approached her for this project was because I do a lot of speaking within the fitness industry. And when I would talk about legacy to my audience, and I would mention Jack LaLanne's name, I could see half of my audience didn't even know who I was talking about. And that bothered me because you have to know everything in our industry, the equipment we use, the programming we use. It all came from Jack LaLanne. And so I wanted to be able to create a project, and this book, Pride and Discipline, The Legacy of Jack LaLanne, came because of that, because I wanted to be able to share his legacy, not only with the next generation of fitness business owners and fitness entrepreneurs and fitness people in general, but to the entire world. I wanted to reintroduce the guy who started it all.
Yes, I remember, again, growing up, seeing him on black and white television. We used to kid around and think he was the guy without a waistline. He just looks in such great shape. And of course,
here
you know,
goes Dr. Bob.
Injury.
It was a 27-inch waist and a 48-inch chest. How's that?
You got it. And he again, at that point in time, fitness was medicine didn't know how to spell the word fitness, really, or wellness, let alone including it in all these things that it is so integratively included today. And again, these pioneers, another member of our group, you know, Gilad Jankowicz, who was, you know, from he lucked out. His show was from Hawaii all those years with fitness. Well, and my mentor, well, you know, and colleague.
Gilad is the one who broke Jack LaLanne's record for consecutive years on TV with a fitness show.
You know, and of course, my great friend and mentor, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida, another of the great champions of the education of the whole fitness, personal training, weightlifting, weight training industry. And, you know, quickie story talking with Elaine, when you had first met her a few years ago, the National Fitness Hall of Fame was honoring Bob Guida for a Lifetime Achievement Award. And one of the speakers was Elaine. And I think she jumped down, did a couple of push-ups before she spoke, and everybody went crazy over that situation where she was still and just being such a tremendous example. I think I got the year right? Was that what that year when you guys hooked up?
Yeah, in 2000, I'd met Elaine before that, but yeah, we really started talking about this project about that time frame, 2017. And yeah, once she finished her induction speech, she kicked off her shoes and she hopped off of this about a 18-inch podium, and everyone gasped in the audience thinking she was going to break in half, but she just hopped right off that podium and landed like a 13-year-old girl. And dropped and did about 15 push-ups, and then she is known for energy and just she is just an amazing specimen of fitness.
And again, the educational side of things, the whole idea of the importance of fitness and overall health and wellness, which is it's never been more important, you know, than it is today, to say the least. What's the best site people can go find out about you, your pub, all your work, as well as the book? Where's the best place, Greg? When is the book due to come out? Second week of January?
Yeah, the book is scheduled for January 11th, 2022, and it will be available on Amazon. And they can get more information at scriptorpublishinggroup.com or my website, gregjustice.com.
You know, so talk about some of the exciting parts of the book that you were so involved in getting together here. It's a great title. It really is. Pride and Discipline. Well, what are some of the things that really stand out?
Yeah, Jack always talked about having pride and discipline in everything you do, not just your fitness, but in every aspect of your life. You know, have pride and discipline, and that is how you will succeed in life. And he truly was one of the first educators in our industry, and you know, the medical profession called him a quack, but he knew through his studies that it was the right way, and he proved them all wrong, and that he was right.
Yeah, he did the Vegemite, and he was the champion of the juicer world. He
exactly.
And Elaine. Then our friend Forbes Riley went all those years with the Vegematic and talking about the importance of juicing and real food.
Yes.
And it's true. All those years ago, there was, you know, again, quackery. It's almost funny when you think about it today. But he absolutely was a pioneer in the world of nutrition.
Yeah, Jack invented the juicer, and they sold over $1 billion worth of juicers. Forbes, Riley, and Jack did, along with Elaine, on those commercials. And, yeah, he was a true pioneer, not only in fitness, but in nutrition as well. I mean, he actually invented the instant breakfast, of which Carnation ended up buying the name and product many years ago. And Elaine can give you a little more detailed description of how that came about.
What were Jack's philosophies, Greg? What were Jack's philosophies in your world of fitness? what were the things that he paid big attention to in his approach as a legend of fitness and exercise?
Well, a lot of people don't know that he was also a chiropractor. And so he was very well educated and knew the body very well.
Wow,
and he
would That's fantastic.
Yeah, he was a chiropractor. And he would always say, you know, you've got over 600 muscles in your body. Use them all. And so he would always recommend that you change your workout program every 3 to 4 weeks, that you use as many muscles as you could, that you rested very little during your exercise session, and that you move every day, that you do something every day. And you know, those are lessons that I learned and implemented into my business from day one. And, you know, he has just been so right. It's real interesting. As we were going through the process of doing all the interviews, and I got to tell you, when people see the who's who of interviewees that are in this book, they will just, their jaw will drop. With the celebrities that he impacted, the professional athletes that he impacted. I mean, he just impacted millions around the world. And you'll see all these voices in the book sharing their experience and how Jack impacted them. Not only in our industry, certainly he impacted our industry professionals and the legends that came behind him, but he also impacted millions of everyday people through his television show that lasted for 33 years that our buddy Galad just broke a couple years ago.
Well, it's great to have them all. We've got all these champions in our group, you know, but again, we spend big attention on the sports, Dr. Greg. I call it the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're the parents of great athletes or young athletes, whether you're the coach, the whole idea people trying to stick with their exercise program, diet programs, the whole mental everything, and the pride and discipline. And he is such a great champion, whether it was in the world of business and or fitness. He was a big mental performance guy.
Yes. And there is an entire section in the book about mindset and attitude. And his writings, there are a lot of the writings that he never published that were actually putting in the book. So there are a lot of his writings that have never been seen before that we're sharing with the world in this book. And that is so exciting.
Again, it was innovating, Greg.
Yes.
Again, because of the fact that, you know, sports psychology, teams laughed at it. They didn't pay any attention to these important things that Jack was talking about, you know, decades ago. It's really amazing. I'm so glad that you guys included that aspect of it, because if anything, it's as important, more important today than ever when we're talking about, you know, that magic word attitude. He was such a champion of that, wasn't he?
He had to be. If you look at some of the feats of strength and endurance that he did, even at an advanced age, he did it as a young man too. But, you know, an example, in 1974, when he turned 60 years of age, he swam from Alcatraz to Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, handcuffed and feet shackled, pulling a 1,000-pound boat. Now, if your mind's not right, you're going to die doing something like that. I mean, it's incredible. He was always doing amazing feats of strength and endurance. And then in 1984, when he was 70 years old, listen to this carefully, to those that are listening. Listen to what he did when he was 70 years old. He was handcuffed. His feet were shackled. He was fighting high winds and currents. And he towed 70 people in 70 boats from Queensway Bridge in Long Beach Harbor to the Queen Mary. It's a distance of 1.5 miles at age 70. Think about that.
How
I mean,
big
he
was
had
Jack?
To have an amazing mindset.
right, to say the least. How big was Jack LaLanne? How much did he weigh?
Jack was about 135, 145 pounds. maybe 150-ish, but he was 5'5", 5'6". He was not a tall man. When you see him, when you see his physique, in fact, when you see the cover of our book, you see a 40-year-old man on the cover without a shirt on, and he looks like he's a 7-foot-tall man. He is just chiseled. He looks, like they chiseled him out of rock. He was an amazing physical specimen, and but he was not big in stature. He was 5'5", 5'6".
Now, Elaine, of course, we've got a couple of minutes. We're going to have her in a minute or so.
Yes.
She shared so much of the limelight, notoriety, a tremendous side of education. I mean, she's mm-hmm. truly the co-legend, isn't she?
She truly is. She's a legend. She's a, she truly is, in her own right, a fitness legend, an icon, but she is also a media legend. I mean, she was in the media, one of the first female talk show hosts back in the early 40s, 50s, and that's where she met Jack. And now this is before she was into fitness. In fact, when you get her on, have her share the story of the first time they met. She had a donut in one hand and a cigarette in the other hand. And when you meet Jack LaLanne, those are two things you don't want to have in your hands. But have her share the story of the first time they met.
Hopefully she put the donut in her pocket. And again, you know,
exactly.
Women's fitness.
It
I remember
really transformed her life.
In women in television and interview world, I remember again them mentioning her tremendous notoriety as being one of the mm-hmm. earliest when they were talking again about the women breaking into the world of news and the world of talk shows. So, wow, Greg, I knew the time would fly by. Give me the website again. People could find out about you and the book.
Yeah, Scriptor, which is Scriptor, publishinggroup.com, or my website, which is gregjustice.com.
Greg Justice, again, true champion in so many ways. Thank you so much for joining us. And hold on. Yes. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome the First Lady of Physical Fitness, fitness legend, Elaine LaLanne, co-author of the upcoming bio of her late Jack LaLanne, Pride and Discipline. Elaine, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, Dr. Bob, it's delightful to be here and talk to you. Yeah, I'm so excited about this book because it's just not a bio. It's really his writings, and I guess Greg has told you about it, but I dug out a lot of his old writings, and it's been a project, I'll tell you that. So we've got him talking about attitude and attitudes really count and habits and goals and overcoming obstacles and dare to dream. A lot of these things and motivation and lack of motivation and not giving up and visualizing. He visualized his swims. And, you know, when he swam from Alcatraz to mainland handcuffed and shackled, well, he visualized all this. And he says, I can see myself coming out of the water. So he was a great one on the mindset. So
yes, these are huge topics, Elaine, on the Sports Doctor. The I call it the mental game, but this whole side of it is a huge topic on the Sports Doctor, whether we're talking about the best athletes in the world or parents of young athletes or coaches. And it's amazing what a trendsetter he was on that side of things, as well as his incredible life physically. And of course, you have a tremendous background in radio yourself. Talk a little bit
in
about
television.
Your
I started in television in 1948. So I was on an hour and a half show at 4:30 to 6. That's how I met him. I had him on as an interview, and he did push-ups through the whole 90-minute show with a 12-piece orchestra and everything else. So,
Is it a true story? Is it a true story that you had a cigarette in one hand and a donut in the other when you first met
him?
Yes,
that's true. I used to come into the news, our newsroom, and in other words, the newsroom was like two people in there, and Jack's desk was there, and my desk was in the back, and I walk by his desk in the morning with a cup of coffee, a cigarette, and a donut. And he'd come over and he'd say, you know, the only thing good about the donut is the hole in the middle. And I would go, and then he says, you should be eating apples and bananas and oranges. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't tell you this. And I took my cigarette and I took a puff and I blew smoke.
who would have known all those years later, Elaine, that you would have been talking about juicing and the Vegematic? And all those TV shows you guys did when you talked, you know, I didn't even realize. Greg told me that Jack LaLanne was a chiropractor. I did not know.
Yes,
that's
right. He's he was a chiropractor. But however, you know, without him, I without chiropractic, I don't know what I'd do. But he had a lot of doctors working out at his gym in his physical culture studio in those days in 1936.
Where was the gym?
In Oakland, California. He opened in 1936. And he had a lot of, and you know, in those days, in the 30s and 40s and even the 50s, the MDs didn't really recognize the chiropractors. So with the doctors working out and the MDs working out in his gym and getting results, he kept his chiropractic kind of quiet, you know. But that's the reason why, because they said the doctor said that you get muscle bound if you worked out.
It's funny you said the doctors didn't know much about or have much of a relationship with chiropractic. Doctors didn't have any relationship with exercise. No, at the same time.
And nutrition. See, Jack would never come out with any product or anything without having exercises with it. Exercise is king, nutrition's queen, put them together and you got a kingdom. And that's what
that's a great.
And in your mind, he said, your mind is a mind. All you have to do is dig, and it's full of diamonds. And all you have to do is dig up those diamonds in your mind. So
it's amazing. It's amazing how profound those statements are. Again, today, every professional team, every high performance athlete pays huge attention to, again, to the mental game. You talk visualization. All these figure skaters I've worked with all these years, they always visualize. Again, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it was considered voodoo. And it's amazing.
Oh, I know.
He instigated that. On the physical side also, in the world of exercise, what excited you about the kind of physical exercise, besides all those push-ups that he would do? What else was he really into in the world of training?
He was into hand balancing. He was into baseball. He was into football. He was captain of the football team in his high school. He was into every sport that you can think of, and he took up golf. And that's in the book, a little story about how he took up golf. And he says he's a, and that really threw him for a loop.
Yeah. Was he a bodybuilder also?
He was a bodybuilder. Did you see the picture of him on the on our Christmas card, or did you see the picture of them on the Christmas card as the picture of the book anyway?
Yes, that's matter of fact. That's our promo for the radio show. Is you and Greg standing together. And the picture of the book with that fantastic bodybuilder. When I was growing up, Elaine, in Bronx, New York, and I saw Jack on television, who remembers when it was, probably in the middle 50s or the late 50s, and I used to remember him as the guy with no waistline. This is what I said to Greg. Jack had, I didn't realize he was only 5'5", maybe 145 pounds. You know, he just had such a presence. How about all those years that you guys did television commercials in the world of nutrition?
What about the years?
Where you did nutrition commercials and spots with Jack. That was very important to you, wasn't it, with the juicer and the vegetables?
Oh, well, nutrition, nutrition goes with exercise. In other words, you know, it takes two to tangle. And so you can't do one without the other, you know. So I think that he always believed in nutrition along with the good nutrition along with it's not what you do some of the time that counts, it's what you do most of the time that counts. And he was very simple in his, very funny, very simple in what he had to say. We have humor in the book too, lots of his humor. And we've got so much of him, and that you'll learn so much about him. Who was Jack LaLanne? And you'll find out who was Jack LaLanne, not only just because he had a television show or just because he had a juicer, and you'll find out all sorts of things about him in there.
And so again,
Keith Morrison, you know Keith Morrison on Dateline. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
So yeah, he's written he wrote some things about Jack in there, and he always he made some funnies about Jack, and he used to come up about every 5 years and check on us, and so he tells stories in there about the first time he met Jack and came to the house. So it's lots of interesting stuff in there.
Well, you know, again, I think one of the things your co-author, Greg Justice, one of the first things he talked about was what an inspiration is an 8-9-year-old lying on the couch watching Jack on the TV show, and how he was so incredibly motivated and really felt all these years later, when he would talk, he's a speaker, he talks to all these audiences, that, wow, people don't really know who this guy was.
No.
And they really, need to learn much more about him, and I think that it's great to see this happening.
Yeah, even the trainers today, they have no idea that he invented the first leg extension machine, that he invented the first squat machine, which is now the Smith machine. He invented all of that equipment. So they use these concepts today. So it's there's so much to learn about in this book, and I tell the story in the beginning how I met him, and I tell that story about the I don't know that I put the donuts in there and the smoking ice.
Maybe we made news. We made news today with the show with the donut cigarette story. You've got to, you'll be able, this way you'll be able to share it with another 10 million people.
Well, you know, Greg came up with something. You know, he said actually Jack was the first virtual trainer, because, you know, when you think back, all these people are the virtual. They're watching it on their computers and whatnot. But people were watching him on television, and it's sort of the same thing, virtual training.
Absolutely. We were talking about our friend Gilad Jankowicz, who I think just broke, he told me he broke Jack's record with the longest running fitness TV show, you know, all these decades that these people were on.
Well, Gilad is a very, very good friend, and we love him dearly. So we're happy he's broken a record. You know, Jack, in the book, he talks about you are an architect. There's a writing of Jack's, you are an architect, and you are an architect of your body, you know. So when you think about it, tomorrow is what you eat today. That's another one. The river of life, your bloodstream. That's another thing that he talks about. So, he even talks about diet and sex and everything else in there.
Yes.
But
he also includes, and, you know, as a previous chiropractic physician as well as a student of the body, Jack understood the importance and the role of the foot in alignment and structure.
Oh,
our whole foundation.
Definitely.
I'm going to give you another couple of sayings that you'll include in the next book. We're speaking with the great first lady of physical fitness, Elaine Lalane. It's the Sports Doctor. We will be right back. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review Magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has 2 Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com.
www.thesportsdoctor.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. Who was on? What's the topic? Listen to whatever you would like. If you go to newspapers and articles, you could read an array of things. We're very excited about MVP Parent Magazine, articles about everything, thousands of followers on Twitter and LinkedIn. Lots of great information at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking with the First Lady of Physical Fitness, fitness legend, Elaine Lalane. She is the co-author of the exciting upcoming book, Pride and Discipline, everything about who was Jack Lalane, what he was all about. Elaine, we were talking right before the break about some of the things that were included in the book, this incredible project that you were excited about. Why don't you embellish on a few more things that are included in the book?
Well, we're also including, you know, as I mentioned, that his humor, it's really, there was, there's a lot of stories from people. They'll enjoy the stories of people that have been inspired by him. It's Pride and Discipline, the legacy of Jack Lalane in his own words and those he's inspired. So we've got humor, a lot of his humor. I tell a story in there about Jack, and he's over with one of his buddies who'd lost his wife, and they were over in Europe, and they went to Maxime's in Paris. And so Jack asked the waiter, and it's a very fancy restaurant. And so Jack asked the waiter, is your fish fresh? And the waiter was very indignant. He said, Monsieur, everything in Maxime's is fresh. So that little story's in the, and he says, and Jack says, oh. I asked her one question.
He was able to take that one sitting down, which I guess is good to hear. Well, tell me about the what are you doing fitness wise yourself? What's your workout routine like, young lady?
Well, I have all this equipment that he invented here. I have two gyms. When we built this house, we lived in L.A., and it was just going to be a second place to go. And so we put in a small gym. And then when we moved up here permanently, we brought a lot of his equipment that he invented. So I have quite a bit of equipment to work out with. So I work out with the weights every day. I do biceps, triceps. I do leg lunges when I can. Remember, I'm 96 years. I'll be 96 in March, so I
God
don't
bless
do
you, yeah.
leg lunges like I used to because I have a bad knee. But you're a foot doctor.
You better be in your orthotics, darling. This is something we've got to add to your repertoire. Are you a walker? What do you do aerobic-wise?
Yes,
do you ride a bike? What do you do for aerobics?
I believe in the feet. I take care of my feet. I do toe raises every day. I do heel and toe, and I stretch the back of my leg. I go up on my toes, and then I stretch the back of my legs. You know, when we get older, we get these little pains in the back of our legs, and they get stiff. So I would suggest that everybody do a lot of toe raises, and then you can lean against the door or your sink or whatever.
Yes, I hope, Elaine. Yes, I'm giving you a pearl now from the sports doctor to share with you, of course, is to work balance. Really work on balance and stability. is so important. I'm sure you include that. Do you use any rubber bands?
Listen, when you get older, your balance does go, especially when your hearing goes and your eyes go. I work on my balance. I work on my balance all the time. And then I stand on one leg, and then I try to stand on the other leg, and to keep my balance going. But I believe in walking uphill. You know, I think walking uphill not only gets your heart beating, but it gets your legs in shape too.
Yes, it does. It does challenge us. There's no doubt about it. That's why we would like inclining on the treadmill. If people do well physically in regular walking, then I don't fight with them about doing some incline and looking to walk up hills. But that's a terrific.
Well, I happen to have a hill on my property, so I walk up that hill.
You and Walter Payton.
Huffy Wuffy. Yeah.
Yes, Walter Payton became famous for the hill in his community, running up that hill, becoming one of the greatest athletes. So it's incredible. We're going to carry Lane Lane living by the hill, being able to add that in. So you do some weights. You work with some of his machines. How many days
a
week?
I work with the weights. Yes, I like the weights that that move. In other words, if I'm pulling down. I'm pulling down and I'm in a machine, you don't get all the muscles. So I like the free weights better than being stuck in a machine.
Yes, but the free weights demand, they demand control. That's what I like about rubber bands. They demand,
in other words,
pull a rubber band apart.
You're using all your muscles. But when you're not, when you're pulling down or lifting up on a machine and you're going only one direction, you're not getting everything. So,
Are you doing any speaking or any other kind of public besides?
Used to do a lot of speaking. Yes, we lectured all over the country.
I can't believe Elaine. I ran out of time with you. We have the. All the different website information. Is there a website you'd like to mention for the book?
Yes, my website is info. It's jackalane.com. It's jackalane, LALANNE.com. And I've got all sorts of things on there and all sorts of Jack shows and got all sorts of things.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much. Hold on, please, Elaine. Everybody, we'll be right back. It's Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, and the Sports Doctor is in segment. Man, some shows are great. This was one of them with the these Hall of Famers. We got some great shows coming up in the future. And let's mention them on the 22nd. Lavelle Wan is the CEO of Brag House. This is this e-sport competitions connecting with gamers. That should be exciting. And then Emmy Keefe, who is the one of these celebrity chefs, going to be talking about holiday cooking, health and nutrition. Following week, Paul Wachansky, one of the champions of education in everything disability information. His tremendous story. He's a PhD, I think, in climate science. And then Lisa Goldenthal, one of the leaders in the whole personal training, virtual training world, will be joining us. Where's the emails? There it is. Jerry says, my daughter's 11 years old. She is a very active figure skater. She's already doing lots of double jumps. They're talking about initiating triple jumps. What are your thoughts? My thoughts are when she's ready, if we see she's not having physical problems, for example, with all the jumping she's already doing, and you're confident in the coaching, she doesn't have trouble physically, then move up. This is the reality. This is some of the ages. You know, it's funny. We talk about, I can't believe it's going to be 12 years next month with the Winter Olympics when Evan Lysacek in Vancouver won in 2010 the Olympic gold medal. Gosh, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. It was, what a ride that was. I can't believe it's going to be 12 years. And he was doing triples at whatever, 10, 11, 11, 12. And at, already then was a big, big topic of conversation. And it still is. Make sure the off-ice training and strengthening and physical side that you're paying big attention to that before you move up. Rich says, you know, my wife is 45 years old. She loves jogging. She's had constant calf cramping and discomfort on and off. We've seen physical therapy. It's helped. Your thoughts? You know, Rich, again, you want to be making sure you're paying attention to that she's in the right shoe. Also, pay big attention to the biomechanics and the role of the foot. See podiatry. Look at orthotics. This is the first thing I think about when I hear something like this, persistent mechanical problems like sprains or strains or overuse problems, whether it's the calf and Achilles tendon, whether it's the shin splints, for example. Orthotics are a huge weapon. So many times you want to include that in your thinking besides physical therapy and paying attention to shoes and strengthening. Absolutely. It's interesting, you know, in the world of running all those years ago, strengthening was more running. Funny, tennis was more tennis. All these sports, that was the philosophy, and how personal training and strength and conditioning has become such a big part of all sports is really something. And sometimes it causes more trouble than maybe it prevents. So again, you know, the Winter Olympics is an exciting time of figure skating. And, you know, it would be great if there wasn't the politics side of things, but this is the case. And still we're very, very excited about watching some of these incredible athletes, the speed skating, the skiing events. Again, figure skating, women's figure skating, men's figure skating is one of the biggest events. It is such a big deal. We just were able to see the Summer Olympics, and that was something that was very, very exciting. So we're going to see how that comes down with some of these new names in the biz. Happy holidays to everybody. The book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, it's as important now as it ever was. You know, youth sports is such a big business. It's such a big deal. There's so much pressure physically and mentally, especially now with the whole virus scenario, whether seasons are canceled, with the pressures of in-school, out-of-school, et cetera, and the whole mental side of things. We have so many different experts in the book talking about the mental side of things. We also talk about the role, again, of parents. There's some great cartoons in the book. It's still on Amazon, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. The role, again, of parents in some of these challenges where we see families, the financial stresses, this is why we talk about so many of these different topics on the Sports Doctor with expertise in so parenting, coaching, and the kinds of challenges that go into the reality of the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports. And that's one of the realities that's still smack in front of our face. Is there are so many overuse injuries, whether it's too much throwing in baseball and shoulder and elbow problems, whether it's too much running and jumping in so many different sports, in areas with knees and ankles and foot problems. The epidemic of overuse injuries includes, again, mental. Where, again, we talk about, you know, everybody knows the overzealous parent. Everybody knows sometimes the yelling and screaming and the pressures that are on these young athletes and the fact that they might be pushed into playing injured or hurt because of the pressure from their coach and or parents. So, again, these concepts. It's funny talking with Elaine Lalane, our last guest, the fitness legend, and how the mental game was such a big deal with the great pioneer and legend Jack Lalane was amazing to me. Again, it's still today such a big deal more than ever. So happy holidays, everybody. Great shows coming up. This was one of them. Ha! Thanks to our friends at BBS. We'll see you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.